Stacy had an exchange of words with the gunman that she now regrets.
I said to him, I'm like, that looks kind of like a fake gun. He's like, you want to know how real it is? And so then he just kind of smacked me in the forehead.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, listen, you got to be careful in this neighborhood. It's kind of like the hood. And I'm like, oh, really? It's kind of like the hood? I felt no danger whatsoever. None. No, zero yeah. Danger whatsoever.
They're tripping on that stuff.
Yeah, it's like...
You know what? I will say, I did get politely mugged while I was in London.
Politely
Do you
mugged.
Mind if I borrow your wallet?
Yeah. I got the most polite mugging I think I've ever had.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the ET of this stupid podcast, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Phone home.
Phone
Best
home.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. She's character acting, kids. Character acting.
I do what I can.
Oh my gosh. TCB infomercial day with Mr. Henry Hall and Mr. Daniel Thrasher coming out. Brand new television show called Dinner with Parents. They are the two preeminent stars of the show, and we're super grateful to have them on. Henry Hall, of course, the child of Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Brad Hall, the famous comedy writer, Brad Hall, and his mom is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You might have heard of her. She's an up-and-coming actress.
Yep. She's going to make a name comedian. For herself.
She is going to make it for herself. I feel it. What is going on with this microphone? It's like it just magically just cuts out anytime that I get my arms around it. What's going on? Hey.
You're very expressive.
Settle down there. Settle down, microphone. It works. I swear to God. I'll be in here doing commercials or edits or cuts or whatever. It'll work for hours and hours on end. The second I press record, it starts acting like a fool. Fucker.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, I wish you had something to say. This is a podcast.
Well, speaking of people making a name for themselves, I think Henry is well on his way, too.
Yeah, Henry's doing well for himself. Mm-hmm. His first big television gig is with Amazon Freevee and, of course, Dinner with Parents, which Chrissy and I have had a chance to get a screener of. It is a funny show. We encourage you to go watch it. We'll put links down in the show notes, as we always do. But, you know, if you have Amazon Prime, which everybody does, go to Amazon Prime, type in Dinner with Parents. Up it will come. And then Daniel Thrasher is no shrinking violet himself.
No, I was going to say he's made a name for himself.
He has made a name for himself. I mean, Henry, too. He was in actually one of my favorite shows, which was White House Plumbers. I'd like to ask him about that.
Yeah.
Because the White House Plumbers was a really, really great television show by HBO around the Watergate. The two guys who essentially orchestrated Watergate. And it's a comedy. And it's really it's like a dark comedy. It's really fucking funny. You should go watch it. And so I'll ask him about it. He was in one episode. So I'll ask him about that. And then Daniel Thrasher is a YouTube sensation. I think he might own YouTube.
I know.
Yeah. He's got like 5.71 million followers on YouTube, 4.71 million followers on TikTok. I mean, just share a little bit, Daniel. Will you? For God's sakes. Can we just glom on to some of
your...
Can't we get like 1/7, 1/10, 1/13 of your followers just to jump onto our social media, and I would be a happy clam. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
But,
you know what you're saying.
Daniel's young. He's been doing it for a long time. He's really good at it. His channel's really funny. So it's all the things that we haven't done.
We are not.
It's all the things that we're not. Hey, before we get to Daniel...
TCB minus.
All your favorite shows somewhere else. TCB minus. None of your favorite comedies or documentaries anywhere on the platform. But hey, $5.99 a month anyway.
Yep.
Two things I wanted to mention. First is, if you are interested and if you think you might be in the Florida area anytime in the next year, we'd love to hear it if you would like to come see live shows of ours. That's where we're planning on doing our first shows, is in Florida. So if you're in Florida and you'd like to see TCB live, please just text us and let us know, because we want to get some interest. We want to gauge interest.
Well, yeah, we want to test the waters we actually jump in.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, you know.
Although we talk to no one now, it seems like.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, there's no one here in the studio with us.
No, there's no one here now. So
you know,
getting on stage is going to be a wholly different situation.
But if there's no one there.
Well, that's true. If there's no one there, it'll just be like doing another episode of the commercial break. Right. Only we'll have some very pissed off promoters.
Right.
You'll never work again in this town, greener only. Better. Ah, yeah, whatever. We've heard that a lot. What's new? Stand in line.
We're just going to keep going.
Yeah, that's right. But before we go, you know, booking out the where the Dolphins play, what do we like to, we'd like to know?
Stadium
tour. You know that pod? I might get into somebody else's podcast. We'll do that on a different show. But that's number one. Number two is what I wanted to mention is couple weeks ago, we were talking about Beanie Babies.
Yes.
And we were so floored by how much those Beanie Babies are still worth to this day. We were going in to try and make fun of people who thought Beanie Babies were going to have some value later on down the road, to find out halfway through the episode that Beanie Babies are more popular and more expensive than they have ever been. Their value has skyrocketed. And some of those Beanie Babies are worth $50,000, even unboxed. 50 fucking grand. It's insane.
Yeah.
And so I got on the phone with my dad, who
you did,
because you know
everybody needs to be asking their parents
everybody
where those things are.
If you haven't asked your parents, you're a fool. Where are those Beanie Babies? How do I get a hold of them? Can I have them back, or can I have them, period? Don't let on that there's something going on with your parents. Just say, I want to take some junk off your hands.
Yep.
I've got kids. Or you just tell your dad, I'm thinking about having more children. And I need those Beanie Babies because I need some toys for the kids. Don't let on that they're worth a whole lot of money, because then you might get into a fight with your parents. But I want to know from my father, like, do you have any toys, quote unquote, toys from the kids? You know what I do think? I do think my father has some Beanie Babies up at his house. Ah. I do think he's got some Beanie Babies, and I am going to steal them from his house. Not ones that he bought for me, but ones that he's bought for the grandchildren. They're like the grandpa house toys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They stay there. They're only supposed to stay there. We don't take them home. As a matter of fact, I beg the children not to take any toys home because we don't need another fucking toy in this house. But this time, I'm going to just put them in my backpack and head out the house.
Swipe a couple.
Why not?
They're small anyways.
My dad doesn't need money. Doesn't he have money? I think he has money. Does he have money? I don't know better than I do. I don't know. I think my dad's got some money. He doesn't need those Beanie. Me, however, I am a struggling podcaster. When I say struggling, it's a capital S. Struggling. But those Beanie Babies are insanely high in value right now. Insanely high.
Yeah, the older ones, the original ones.
Yes, and they're being traded, and mm-hmm. people are buying them. And it goes on the backs of an interesting story I read probably 6 months ago, how millionaires and billionaires are now putting a lot of their wealth into collectibles, all kind of collectibles, from Pokemon cards to fine art, you know, to Van Goghs. They are dumping their money into hard assets like art and collectibles, because the collectibles market, especially fine art, is going nuts right now.
Oh, well,
it's
especially
raising
art,
in value. Yeah. And, you know, there's some tax benefits. You remember that movie, the movie we were asking Wendy about whether or not Wendy had seen any of the...
It was Inception, Christopher Nolan
movies. Inception, mm-hmm. his most recent one, which I can't remember the name of. But the one about... Did you see the movie?
Mm-mm.
The one where everything's traveling backwards?
No, I guess I need to watch that.
Okay, there's a big part of the movie that takes place in this... I forget what they call it, but it's like a... They call it like an art port. It's a safe harbor where you can't get taxed and there are no local laws, and they build them at airports, and they're for billionaires to store their wealth.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I've read about that. They're like these big storage.
Huge storage facilities.
Containers, yeah.
Yes. And some of them have the most high-tech security you've ever heard of in mm-hmm. your life. They are basically bulletproof, bomb-proof, fireproof, anything-proof. And Christopher Nolan does a great job of telling you why that is not exactly true. I won't ruin the movie for you. But a big part of the action scenes take place in one of these safe havens for art. But they're real, and they really happen. And people are really putting billions of dollars worth of fine art and collectibles into these safe havens that are highly securitized, right? I think that's where I'm going to put my Beanie Babies. Can you imagine showing up to one of those places in like your private jet and just walking out with an old rusty backpack full of Beanie Babies that are all cut up and shrewd up?
I like it.
Sir, I need your identification card, your fingerprints, your eyeball scan, a little bit of your saliva, and a sperm donation to make sure you are, in fact, Brian Green. And what do we be storing today? Princess Di Beanie Baby. Snort, sniff, snuckle, and snuggle.
Yep.
The Beanie Babies.
The original nine.
The original seven. If you have Beanie Babies out there, I know that this is going to reach somebody. I know that this podcast doesn't reach a lot of people, but it's going to reach somebody who's got Beanie Babies somewhere who had no fucking clue. They had no fucking clue. They're going to go down in their basement. They're going to dust off that old bin or whatever, and they're going to be like, holy shit, I got $200,000 worth of Beanie Babies in here.
The guy on the show said it was for your retirement, and no joke.
He was right. No joke.
It's true.
He was selling a whole 94 of them for $2,000, and Chrissy and I could not stop laughing at how expensive this guy thought, you know, Beanie Babies were going to become. And he said, this is the new retirement. Mm-hmm. This is where you should be putting your retirement funds. So Chrissy and I estimated on the low end that what he would sell, those 94 Beanie Babies, were worth over $1 million in today's value. In fucking credible.
I think now we should buy some NFTs.
Yeah, I'm thinking NFTs. Yeah. I'm thinking we get
A shot.
$10,000 together from who or where. I don't know how. I don't know where. We'll get $10,000 together and we'll just go buy a bunch of $1 NFTs. Mm-hmm. Sit on them for 40 to 50 years and then only check them 40 to 50 years from now and see how much they're worth. 0.0. We'll ask Henry and Daniel about it. Yeah. I wonder if they have any. They're young, so I don't know if they're into the Beanie Baby thing, but let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to take a short break, and then I'm going to bring Daniel and Henry on the show. What do you think, Chrissy?
I think we should.
What do you think? Sir, would you like to take a break and bring back our guests?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Indeed, we'll be back after we check our Beanie Babies for collectible dollar value. We'll be back.
What? Oh, hi, it's Christina again, here to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com for all things audio, video, and TCBDO. Give us a follow on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And guess what? We have a new phone number. I know what you're thinking, but I promise this is the last TCB phone number you will ever have to remember. So call us and leave us a voicemail or text us at 212-433-3TCB. Once more for the people in the back, that's 212-433-3TCB. Oh, and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's all for now. Let's listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
And we're here with the two gentlemen from the show right now. We're here with Henry and Daniel.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
It's going good. Congratulations on the show. Are you excited? Are you getting great feedback? What's the word on the street?
Word on the street is, you know, my aunt Jamie in Virginia is loving it. You know what I'm saying? My aunt's texting me. I got my sister messaging me.
Unbelievably, I think your sister is the only person who listens to the commercial break, too.
Right.
So we got something in common there.
Tell her
we both have one viewer. Yeah.
Big fan. No, great feedback. People are loving it. What about you, Henry?
Yeah, my girlfriend, who is Aunt Jamie.
Yes.
loves it, like Daniel said.
I guess it's better than his sister.
We've watched every episode together, and she loves seeing her nephew.
Yeah.
And your neighbor, James.
Your neighbor James. Yeah, the sandwich guy down the street. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both enjoying it. They're more like, you know, prestige era, like Breaking Bad this, Wire that. It's like, come on, guys. You know,
come on, guys. I can't do White House plumbers again.
No, yeah. It's definitely, it's exciting to be on a show that's like as, open to any person,
yeah,
in terms of potentially enjoying it, I think.
Yeah,
So I've had all sorts of folks chime in and say they're enjoying the show. So,
you know, I'm a big fan of the first. This is I don't even want to say a reboot, because what I expected was a reboot, but it wasn't a reboot. The show lives on its own. It really does. And it gives a little bit of homage to Friday Night Dinner, which was a huge hit. Yeah, the BBC, huge hit in the UK. And I think it's loosely based on that. And there's some similarities and there's some callbacks to some of the stuff that goes on in the show. Did either of you, were you fans of the show before you got cast in this version?
I know for me, I had to watch the first, you know, I watched a few episodes that I could find on YouTube. It's kind of hard to find the full episodes.
Yeah.
In the States anyway. I don't know, Henry, if you struggled finding it, but I saw like three episodes and then I was like, oh, this is great. At first I was like, wow, this is really farcical and really fast. And you kind of have to switch your brain into a different gear to like catch everything.
Yeah.
That's what I sort of noticed when I was watching it. I was like, okay, this is like a different kind of show. But then once I got it, I was like, oh, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah,
and
it's
you're right.
It's fun to make.
You can rewatch that show multiple times and still catch little things that you didn't catch. And there are so many people that are in love with Friday Night Dinner. What I loved about your show is that it didn't try to be Friday Night Dinner Part 2, right? It was really something that just, it's funny on its own. And you get into the characters new, fresh. And I think in that sense, your director and your writers really made a good call. Henry, were you a fan of the first show?
Yeah, I never, you know, I had never seen it before I heard about our show through auditioning for it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm a huge British comedy person.
Yeah.
So I had seen bits and pieces of it, and I had actually had the same issue. You know, there's just weird licensing stuff.
I think you can buy the first season on Amazon, but not the second, third, and fourth. It's like it is kind of strange.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, our show is we've taken the, like you said, it's the most basic skeleton of Friday Night Dinner.
Yeah.
And then we just sort of bust a move in an original move in every other way.
Are you, when you guys get on set, are you, so you play these two brothers that come home for dinner every week and it follows it along the week. So I think in that sense, the premise is loosely based on Friday Night Dinners, right? We're coming over for dinner every week. A large amount of the plots revolve around the family getting into hijinks.
Right.
And the two brothers pranking each other, of which the both of you play. Do you guys have fun on actual set? Like, are you guys pranking each other on set?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Daniel would, you can give more details, Daniel, but he would very frequently, like, right before action was called or just right after, whisper something just so profane into my ear. So like we had many, many moments of prankage in that
yeah
style.
I think there's the
tell it, say,
I, yeah, okay, you can, so, say, you can say, you can say anything on
also
this
to
show.
All the listeners, the show is called Dinner with the Parents. I don't know if we've said that yet or not, but it's called Dinner with the Parents, so that's the similarity. And so there's and it's on Amazon Freebie, FYI.
Yeah.
So Henry and I, right before we go on, right before they call action, an example of something that I would constantly do would be, you know, there'd be a boom microphone right here, and as the boom mic was just sort of just right there, right above frame, I would look at it and I'd look at Henry and be like, "What the fuck is that? What is that? Whoa, somebody tell me what action, blah, 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 blah." You know, we go right into the line. And you know, that's an example. And I thought it was a little just me being a weirdo to Henry until, you know, one time Henry looked at me and we were upstairs or something. We were about to go downstairs and Henry was like, "Daniel," and I was like, "What?" And then he just tooted a little bit. And I was like, "We're back, baby. We're in here, baby.
It's the only, yeah. It was the only appropriate response.
It was perfect, and he didn't have to do anything. He never has to do anything again. I'm just like, okay, he wins.
Fart trumps all.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
I love it. I'm up for a good fart joke.
Of course.
I think that's funny.
Of course.
We've talked to other actors and comedians, and they've shared with us that sometimes they get into situations where they get on set and there is no chemistry. They get on set, they get on stage, they're doing improv, whatever, and it's just like there's dead no chemistry between the two of them, right? It's really hard to make something work. So when I'm watching this show, I'm imagining that there's a lot of this going on behind the scenes, because it seems natural. It seems like you two are brothers, like antagonizing each other in a way that feels very organic on screen, and so it shines through on the show. You guys did a great
thank you.
You guys Good. Did a great job. How did you get cast, Daniel? You own YouTube. The research says here, is that correct? You're owning YouTube now.
So. Yeah, I'm the new CEO of Alphabet.
Congrats,
Alphabet Soup.
Thank you so much. Yeah. No,
Thrasher Tube.
Yeah, Thrasher Tube. Yeah, no, I do okay on YouTube. I really So basically, how I got cast was through legit means. I have a manager,
sure.
And an agent who found this audition, and I think at the time they had already cast or were heavily considering Michaela Watkins, and you know, she and I have similar facial features, I guess, and Dan Bacadall was like high in the running, and so they were looking for the brothers. And actually, I don't know if Henry knows this, but initially I auditioned for David.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it was during my callback for David where Tricia Shapiro, their director, John Beckerman, the showrunner,
yeah,
everybody was there, and John, you know, I'm 31 in real life, but I look like I'm, you know, 25.
You could pull off 19, bro. You're really aging well. Good docs or good genes will figure it out in People Magazine 10 years down the road.
All my Botox is paying off. But no, I think they got a sense that I was playing it a little young. And John asked me, he was like, are you the younger sibling or the older sibling? And I said, well, I'm actually the younger sibling. And John went like this. He like his eyebrows went up like, and he started like, you know, twiddling his fingers together. And I saw like a vortex. There was like a spiral vortex happening on the Zoom link. And then, you know, teleport two. I'm on YouTube and stuff. VidCon is like this big convention for all the internet people. And I was opening for VidCon. I was like the opening act. And nobody else was doing anything all day. So I performed for this crowd of like 1,000 people, all this stuff. And a lot of my fans came and gave me artwork and stuff. And so the next morning at 9 a.m. was my callback to play Greg.
Oh,
meanwhile, I had just the night before, you know, like screamed and ran around on stage. And I was exhausted. And so the next day I had my lines pretty much made. But I had a pretty big monologue I had to do. And so what I did was I took a screenshot of the monologue on an iPad and I set the iPad next to my laptop.
Oh, brilliant.
Nice.
And then
I love a good cheating story.
Oh, bro, I was cheating it up. And so I was doing my line and I was talking to everybody in the callback. And I was like, you know what? At this point, man, in my career, because I've gotten so close to so many things and I haven't gotten any of them, I'm just going to tell them that I'm a big deal on YouTube, you know? And I know that sounds dumb, but for example, I was like, can I show you guys like the fan artwork that they gave me yesterday? And like the
no
fact that
way.
I was like opening this thing. And so I showed them, I was like, this is crazy. Like, and I was, you know, it wasn't really like an ego flex really. It was just also like, we're all working on something really cool, whether I get this show or not. Like I'm really happy with the life that I have.
Sure.
And so I did the call back and I did my very best. We met for a whole hour. I mean, it was the second callback for a different character to play Greg for a whole hour. And then at the end of it, I felt really good about it. And I got a call a few weeks later while I was at Disneyland and I screamed at Disneyland. That was it.
I'm already here. Listen, I think you should flex a little bit. My personal opinion about flexing in whatever way that it is that that's how life works. Sometimes you just have to share with people that I'm not that I'm a big deal, but that I do have my own thing going. I am, you know, I do have these cards in my pocket. I can pull them out, and without being braggadocious, which sometimes it can come across as braggadocious, but don't you have to take every advantage that life gives you? In my opinion, I think that's the, I think you should.
In Hollywood, man, that's sometimes that can be the currency. I don't know.
Yeah. Henry, how did you get cast in the show?
Gosh, let's see. I mean, I had a bit of a roundabout-ish sort of way, or not really. I mean, honestly, my story's not that good.
Did you also bring out posters? That's all I gotta know. Would you like a poster? Yeah.
I read for the show in spring-ish of 2022, something like that.
Okay.
And, didn't hear anything back. And then months later, got a call back and proceeded to do two or three callbacks over the course of a couple days.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really even know what the next step would be, you know, per callback. I was like, okay, am I about to get the part or is there another, you know, whatever?
Are you just torturing me on purpose?
Yeah. I was just sort of rolling with the punches. And then I got a call that I got the part. And I was in a Michael's, you know, the art supply store.
Yeah.
Getting something framed. I remember
that. He was drawing posters for VidCon.
I was getting a Daniel Thrasher poster
framed. That's right. Exactly. That's the place to go.
I was getting a birthday gift, like this really cool, I'm going to obviously wait. I think it's a poster. It's a photo of Gene Tierney and Rock Hudson. I think I'm fucking up who the guy is, but it's Gene Tierney and Rock Hudson on set. It's like, it's a still, nice. it's like a vintage still, whatever.
Yeah. It's a nostalgia thing.
From like a Douglas Sirk movie. And I was getting that framed. It was something my friend Hannah got for me. And,
Michael's
and
brings you luck.
Michael's brings me luck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who knew?
Michael's, we bring you luck.
At Michael's, you got the part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
At Michael's, you got the part.
Welcome to Michael's. That's good. You got the part. Now go on
set, you guys,
and give him a fart.
You need to go in on
that. Yeah, any struggling actor listening to this, go to Michael's right now.
Michael's right now. Yes.
Yeah. Styrofoam balls. Get yourself some yarn.
Yeah. But We shot in London.
I was going to ask you guys that. Yeah.
Yeah. It is also, that's confusing for people.
Did you film on the same set? Because the houses, and I know that they have like townhouses in the original, but if you haven't seen the original, the actual houses look remarkably similar. I mean, I know they're not exactly. If you get a chance, look through the foot if you can find it, if you can buy it from BBC, if you got a friend you can call. The houses do look remarkably similar. The set pieces look kind of similar. Not in every single way, but when the opening shot of the houses, I was like, oh my gosh, are they using the same house from the actual original? So there's a lot of similarities in the set pieces, I think. And actually, I think that's kind of where the comparison stops, is like the set pieces are similar, and they mention Friday Night Dinner once in the show, and that's it, right?
Right.
Did you move to London?
Did you move to London?
Yeah, we moved to London, and that was, I guess that's the best part of my getting the,
amen.
The
yeah, what story. An experience.
They were like, yeah, you got the part, pack up, bitch. We moved to London like 8 days later or whatever the fuck it was, something like that.
It was
that.
A really quick turnaround.
Wow.
It was a quick ass turnaround.
Yeah, that's like a week.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So a good math.
Thanks.
Henry, we're in London. It's Matt.
Matt.
They do love saying that, yeah. But yeah, so we moved to London and
for how long?
Shot there. We were there for four months, four-ish months.
What a dream come true.
What time of year was this in, too?
The worst
October,
time.
I was going to say.
October through February. Like early Feb. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not a great time to be there. But let's be honest. I mean, London weather's kind of hit or miss anyway.
The Christmassy stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got the Christmassy stuff. Yeah, the Christmas stuff was pretty sweet. I loved it there.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine.
I lived in New York for like 4 years, a little more than 4 years, something like that. And it's like New York. I love New York. Like I love New York. But
careful,
London is kind of like New York without the
bullshit.
Really horrible shitty stuff of New bullshit. York. I remember like being in a an elevator going down to like a sub underground line
in New York,
and no, sorry, in London. London.
Okay,
in the lift.
Yeah, and it was like in a big lift? Yeah, it was like a big yes, a lift. It was a big freight elevator with, and I was in there with like 25 people or something, you know, people commuting to work and whatever. And I just remember thinking, like, if this was New York City, we would all be getting stabbed right now.
Yeah. You
know? Meanwhile, it is literally, we're just all standing there like that. Like everyone's like this.
Very polite. Yeah,
smiling. That's right.
Yeah. Smiling. You know, no one's saying, fuck you. You know?
When there's a big podcast conference that happens in London every year. It's actually, it's in a couple of weeks. And so I've been. And the hotel was over here, and the podcast conference was over there, and I just decided to walk. It was like a 3 mile walk, right? So it's me and our manager, and we're walking, and we're just taking with the way that the maps go because I don't know where it's going, and we're walking through, and we see another podcaster that we know, and he says he's British, and he says, "Hey, listen, you got to be careful in this neighborhood. It's kind of like the hood," and I'm like, "Oh, really? It's kind of like the hood." I felt no danger whatsoever, none,
no,
zero
no, yeah,
danger.
They're tripping on that stuff.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what? I will say I did get politely mugged while I was in London.
Politely.
Do you
mugged.
Mind if I borrow
For
your
real?
Wallet?
Yeah. I got the most polite mugging I think I've ever had when I was I didn't tell you guys, I guess. Well, this guy was like
Henry,
you know,
like,
me and my girlfriend at the time were walking out. We were going to the grocery store or something. We were going to some restaurant. I don't know. And this gentleman, a little scraggly, walked up and he was like, could you, do you have a couple pounds? I'm trying to catch a bus to see my sick mom. And that's not what was going on, but it's fine. And I was like,
dude,
no.
What's your problem? You didn't. He's going to see his sick mom.
Yeah.
Didn't like, help him.
I was like, no.
You've let the posters go to your head, Daniel. Give the guy a few pounds.
I was like, no. I mean, you know. And he was like, ugh. You know. He's like, kind of grumpy about it. And then he said, yeah, you know, Christmas sucks because it was right over the Christmas holiday or whatever. And he was like, Christmas sucks this year, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, and he goes, well, there's an ATM down this way. Let me walk you to the ATM. Yeah, let me walk you to the ATM. You can pull out money. And I was like, and I look at my girlfriend at the time. I was like, You go to the ATM.
Yeah.
No. I was like, you go to the grocery store. I'll meet you there.
Right.
I'm gonna walk with this guy. You know, just if I'm not there in 20 funny. Minutes,
you know,
something horrible has happened. And so I walk with him to the ATM, and I'm looking around. He's like, let's go to this one, which was like a secluded one by a Tesco.
Oh my god!
And I was like, no, dude, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, let's go to this one instead, the one that's like
well
right
lit.
Here in front of everybody. And so we did that, and I handed him like 20 pounds, and he's like, oh, thanks so much. I was like, no,
I think I just got robbed.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so now we know the difference between getting robbed in New York and getting robbed in London. In London, yeah. They give you a backstory. At least they're prepping for it. In New York, they just stab you and take your money. But in London, they're kind enough to give you at least a little bit of information about why they're robbing you. Hey, listen, my sick mom and Christmas sucks. That is the most polite Christmas robbing I've ever heard of. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks is a good reason.
I can't believe that is crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane. The lead, Daniel. I've never heard that story.
I should have told you guys. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I was probably just a little embarrassed.
I'm sorry. That's okay. Fucking sucks.
I could see Daniel.
Even though it was really polite. Yeah. And kind of awesome.
I can see you like laying in the hotel at night debating about whether or not you should share this with the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
Did I get robbed or did I just get scammed?
I'll save that story for later.
Right.
Save it for the commercial.
Wow, that's so crazy. Jeez.
That's weird,
my gosh. And what did your, because now I have to follow this down the rabbit hole a little bit. What did your girlfriend say? How did you explain it to her when you got back to the grocery store and met her? Were you like, I think I just got politely robbed?
No, she was like, "Is everything okay?" She was like, "Is everything okay?" I was like, "Yeah." He finally gets to see his mom.
An angel got its wings.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, like to address the elephant in the room. It's like being homeless, being somebody on the streets. That's a horrible thing.
Of course.
So, yeah.
I'm literally in London to film a TV show. Like for a major network, it's like, yeah, man, whatever. I'll give you $20. I don't like being forced to do it though. That's the only part I didn't like. You know what I mean? So being like, let's walk to an ATM and you pull out money now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God. But you know what? I mean, I have the means or whatever. And he wasn't violent or whatever.
Well,
and
I do like the attitude. I do like the attitude about it. And you know, you're right. Like,
what are you talking about?
Well, listen, I don't like that it happened.
This
I just
is so
like
confusing.
That. I just like that he has a good attitude about it. Yeah.
I've been mugged
in Atlanta and
here's the interesting thing to me. And this shows that Daniel's very, very nice. He said, let's go to the ATM or like, there's an ATM down there. He didn't say you're coming to the ATM with me or like, I am, you know, like,
yeah.
He kind of asked if you could go to the ATM,
yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you just, and then you walked together and you did. But so you basically just gave money to a guy like this counts as a mugging story, but if you wanted it to be I just gave a guy
money 20 bucks.
Story,
yeah.
Well,
I don't see it that way.
He was very threatened.
Tall.
Yeah.
He had a backpack and he was like if you stretched out Liam Neeson from Taken. That's what it was.
Oh, God.
I was like, I know that you're technically suggesting we go to an ATM.
Sure.
I know that I could turn this down, but I really don't think
don't
I should.
Don't want to find out
because,
what happens.
Especially because he knew like which grocery store we were going to based on like where we were walking or whatever. So I was like, all right, to protect me and the lady, like, I'm going to go with, you know, it's freaking weird.
You were trying to.
You went with your gut.
Yeah, you went with your gut and you quickly got away from it. I'm not sure by the international laws of thievery that this guy, he suggested you felt.
I can't file a report on
that. No. What are you going to say? He asked me to go to the ATM.
My God.
The cops are like,
looks so silly.
Yeah, the cops would be polite. Someone's going to give you back the $20. Well, not technically a robbery, but here's $20. Here's 20 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
20p.
20 pence.
God, that's so crazy. I love it.
20p.
I don't love it, but it's a good story. That's for sure.
So you mentioned some other people that you guys work with, and I'm curious about the fabulous Miss Carol Kane.
Oh,
I love her.
Sure.
Yeah.
That, like a living legend.
I know.
She is a living legend.
And you
feel it when you're with her, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
She is, for sure. Yeah. She's like a total iconoclast.
Yeah. And when you're on, is she like just, I'm just curious about this, like from a personal side. Is she like naturally just very, very funny? Because she seems like one of those people that could really make you laugh.
I noticed that, I noticed that whenever we were like sitting around the little cast holding area or whatever, if we all started doing a bit together, Carol would, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel, but I'm pretty sure this is how it would go down. Like, we would all be, you know, doing a bit.
Yeah.
She would always get the last word.
Yeah, you know? I can see that.
She like, and but you wouldn't necessarily expect it to be coming. She'd be like reading her little book, and then she'd, you know, before she'd go to stage, she'd be like, you know, balls or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
she loved sandballs.
Yeah. And she has like her voice, which is totally unique to her and like nothing you've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
Totally. And, yeah, she was just the greatest Nana of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she really vaping in those scenes, or is that smoke put in there? I'm just that's curious. That's CGI?
That's CGI, but we did have a vape. No, Daniel?
A vape?
Oh, yeah, we had a vape.
A vape.
Yeah, no, it was a real... I don't know if it maybe was like... fake or something. But there was smoke coming out of it.
But they added the CGI for effect.
But they added, It's the huge, when she's blowing clouds.
Yeah.
She's a vape bro. Nana's a vape bro for sure.
Yeah. She's a 16-year-old in like Flagstaff.
She's wearing
ripping clouds.
Hey, Henry, you wanted a purple nurple?
Exactly. This one is grape.
Yeah. I love cotton candy.
Oh my god, that's the best Carol Kane impression I've ever heard. You got it down.
It's my favorite.
That's brilliant.
Michaela Watkins' impression is legitimately perfect. Yeah, it's insane. Daniel's actually an incredible impressionist.
Michaela's just saying.
But
Michaela's SNL, man.
Yeah,
I love Michaela.
She's brilliant.
Too.
Former Saturday Night Live cast.
She's goated.
Yeah, for sure.
She plays your mom, by the way, for listeners.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I got you on, Henry, is that I loved the show White House Plumbers. I loved it. Were you in an episode of that? Who did you play?
I sure was. Yeah. I played a valet guy.
You did? Oh, what a brilliant television show.
I sure did.
I think not discussed enough, in my opinion. I thought that was a brilliant show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything David Mandel, the showrunner of that show, touches is going to be... Actually, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's the showrunner.
Whoever the showrunner.
He directed the episode I was on. He's a genius.
Yeah, and we missay things here all the time.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Our tagline is "You heard it here last," so don't worry.
That's good. I like that. I played a valet. That was my first proper, actually. First or second proper scene on a TV show I'd ever done. And the scene was incredibly, you know, it's a period piece, as you know. So, you know, there's a ton of extras and set dressings and all these things happening. The scene that I'm doing is like the end of this big, big montage. So they have this huge crane shot coming in and into the Beverly Hilton hotel where I was a valet supposed to, you know, in the show. And, comes across all these, old cars from the 60s and people, 50 extras walking in and out of the lobby and all this huge coordinated choreographed dance as the crane's coming in. And then it lands on me and I'm supposed to catch some keys that are being tossed to me by the guy who's parking in the valet. So I'm like, okay, no matter what, I am making this catch.
Yeah.
Right?
Says the guy who misses the catch.
I'm not gonna drop these fucking keys. Yeah. The crane comes in, extras in and out, craziness. Tosses the keys. It's a decent throw. But I decide that, like, I'm going to kind of, like, milk it.
You're going to get cute with it? Yeah.
What? Right?
Behind the back.
Like I'm Randy Moss or something.
Milk it.
I reach out and I make the catch. I'm like, yes! In my head, I made the catch. And right as I make the catch, my pants ripped.
No.
Yes.
My pants ripped. Right up my ass. Right up the ass like that, dude. And then, and the director was right behind me, and he saw the rip.
Yes.
They rip, and he goes, cut! That, yeah. It was so, I immediately profusely sweated.
Right, of course.
Dude, it was so bad.
That's awesome.
And then, and the wardrobe person, you know, like an absolute soldier, flies in. She has me spread my legs, and she goes under, and she stows me
on while they're on.
Yeah, while they're on.
Fantastic.
She's right.
Dang.
Yeah,
she's right. Dude, below your scrundle sack.
Yeah,
she probably knew.
She was, yeah,
she probably knew they were weak. She was like, I bet she bought those from like some guy. Maybe it was the guy who mugged me. But she got those jeans. She's like, I don't think they're gonna hold
they're
up.
Gonna
Henry's
hold
got
up.
Too much cake.
Yeah. Dude, I was caked up.
In comes Carol Kane. Balls.
balls.
That is crazy. Did you have to redo? Did the sweep shot? Do they get the pants ripping? Do they have to? Do you have to do it over?
I'm sure they got the pants ripping. And yes, we did have to do it over.
Oh. Did you catch the keys the second time?
Caught the keys the second
nice.
Time.
Nice.
It was a slightly higher toss. And did the scene, and it was okay.
We all love a good redemption story.
Yeah.
We all love a good redemption story.
Gosh, it was so gnarly.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I got one last question to ask both of you. Are you,
sure.
I know you're younger than I am, and younger than maybe Chrissy might be. She hasn't told me her age yet, but do you remember Beanie Babies?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have
big time.
Did you have Beanie Babies? Did you own
hundreds?
Beanie Babies?
You did.
Hundreds. Where in the fuck are they?
Hopefully
can you send
them
to me?
Yeah, Henry, do you have Beanie
Interesting.
Babies?
Dude, you know what? Yes. Ugh, this is such a bummer. Okay, so my room at my parents' house used to have a huge chest.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it was, what the hell do you call that?
Like a
it was,
toy
okay,
chest.
There was like a there was, it was a bench and a toy chest.
Yes, yeah. At the bottom of the bed.
All in one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But my fucking mom redid the room.
Yeah.
Like recently. So that chest is gone.
No.
Oh.
It was full to the brim with Beanie Babies.
Oh my God.
Mom failed.
Brian's mom
failed.
My mom got rid of mine too, because I had a number of them. I know. And now, so we do on Fridays, we go, we break down a video, right? So I think it's going to be cute to break down this video of this guy on QVC going bananas back in the 90s over these Beanie Babies are going to sell for $2,000.
Awesome.
You get 94, the original 7. These are retired.
Wow.
That's retired. This guy's going
so
bananas.
So we're laughing at it.
So we're laughing hilariously
However,
at this going, who the fuck kept their Beanie Babies?
And then we look them up,
then
and
we
they're
them
somewhere $50,000 that he was selling.
Yep.
The original 7 are worth like $50,000
yeah.
a piece, and we're not laughing
man.
Anymore.
No.
Now I'm crying.
Yeah,
because
no.
I'm like,
okay,
holy
can
shit.
Can I ask some questions about the details here?
Yeah.
If they're out of their package, what's the deal?
It doesn't
Still
matter.
Doesn't
Still
matter.
Worth a lot
Etsy.
Of money.
You're kidding.
No.
Look them up on Etsy.
Look them up on Etsy.
The tag is really important, though. I think
the tag is big.
Yeah, tag on it.
Yeah,
I think that's a big deal.
Do you have any?
They're still worth thousands.
They're still worth thousands.
I've got. I straight up have a gym bag in my mom's house of all the Beanie Babies.
Go check it out,
dude.
Go check it out.
It's just. I mean, I loved. I think maybe that's where I got like into characters probably is like giving each different Beanie Baby a different voice, and like sometimes I'd come home from school and have them all sit around, and I would teach a class
right.
to them, trying to reiterate the things that I learned.
That's sweet.
That's really
it
sweet.
Is.
He would politely ask them for £20 because Christmas sucks.
Right. I'd be like, now you have to walk me to an ATM, Tabasco, the little red bull.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah. You know what that guy's name is? Snort. That's Snort. I learned
the
that.
The bull, yeah.
Snort is worth like $20,000, Daniel. You need to go home immediately.
Go check those out.
I'm not selling it. I'm not selling my friend. What do I look like to you, man? Okay.
That's his audience.
Yeah. Let me
exactly. That's my. Those are my subscribers on YouTube. What are you talking?
5.1 million, our Beanie Babies.
Good Lord.
Okay. Oh why don't God. I sell them and I'll give you a cut of the sales? How's that? That way you don't feel bad about selling your friends.
A little foot
you
in the
need,
door.
You need to go back to your mom, Henry, and say, "Where did you put that chest?" Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably somewhere. I'll tell you this though. If you guys, where are you guys based?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay, cool. Well, if you ever come out to California, the guy, Ty Warner, who is the Beanie Baby guy, lives in Santa Barbara, California, which is like just north of Los Angeles. And it's where my dad is from.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he and his mom, like, we're he's his whole like he's like fourth generation. It's insane, whatever. Yeah. But so his mom knows Ty just from like the grocery store or something. She's like this little old lady. I'm telling you, you can get, like, if you show up to Santa Barbara, I'll get you in with Ty Warner through my
there
grandma.
You go. Okay. There you go.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
We're going to have to do
it.
You
will hook it up. Yeah.
And if you ever come to Atlanta, I can hook you up with $2.19 double cheeseburgers from McDonald's. We get them all the time here. No problem.
God, that is the ticket.
And
right
I got I'm sure I have a coupon somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
You got an endless Starbucks.
East Atlanta Santa be damned.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Henry dropping some ATL knowledge.
I know. I love that guy.
I do
bad
have some
Santa?
ATL. Some, yeah,
the
yeah,
bad
man.
Santa.
Have you ever been to Atlanta, Daniel?
I went to SCAD, actually. I went to
you did?
The Savannah. Yeah, I went to the Savannah College of Urban Design in Savannah, Georgia. I've been up there a few times. I recently was there because I hosted SCAD's commencement address, and I introduced Amy Poehler and David Yurman and stuff. It was really cool.
Wow.
That's cool.
Who's that?
David Yurman.
I'm kidding.
Amy Poehler.
I'm kidding. Okay.
What? a bunch of yutzes. We probably don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
My goddaughter.
That's a big deal.
Listen. We wish him luck.
Yeah, we wish him luck.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Good luck on the jewelry. Good luck on the comedy thing.
At least you've got the Beanie Babies to
a
back
A woman
you up.
In comedy? Imagine that.
It's never going to go down. She thinks she's funny.
Deep irony, listeners. We love her, okay?
Yes.
Deep irony, Amy Poehler is a badass bitch. Yeah, in case you didn't know.
She's great.
That's true.
Gentlemen, the show is great. I highly encourage everyone to go watch it. It's on Freevee right now.
Amazon's
Freevee. And what's next for you guys? Anything in the works? I know you've got an album coming out, Henry, in summer.
Yeah, I do. I have an album coming out this summer. I don't have an exact date yet, but it's going to be probably July 7th. But that's not confirmed.
That's one of my kids' birthdays. Like
that. Yeah, that's my sister's birthday.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, then lucky it day. Is going to be July 7th.
You had to be now.
Can we say the name of the album?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Please tell us.
The album's called "Stop Doing Funny Stuff."
Nice.
Which I'll give over quickly. It's my brother and me and my best friend when in fourth grade we're playing basketball with my brother, and my brother's he's a really legit basketball player. And
very tall.
But he was like in first grade, he's super tall. And he was like in kindergarten or something. And me and my friend were like messing around so much. And he was taking a free throw shot. And we just would moon him every single time.
That's awesome.
And he really wanted to play play a real game. So he starts going, "You guys stop doing funny stuff. Stop doing funny stuff," over and over again. So I named the album after that story.
I love that.
Oh, the homage.
Daniel, ever popular YouTube creator, go check out his channel. We'll put all the information inside of the show notes. We'll talk more about it as we wrap up the outro. I'd like to thank both of you for coming on. We'd love to
thank
have you again,
so
guys.
Thank you so much. That was so
fun.
Thank
you so much. And congratulations on the show.
It was a blast.
I do think it's funny. You. Yeah, I hope this was better than your regular press junket. You know, your press junket.
Oh, no, this was a gas. Yeah, it was like hanging out.
Well,
yeah.
When you do the album, come back. And Daniel, you're welcome anytime. You can hit us up. Thank
you. I'll be a cheerleader.
Perfect.
You're cute enough to be a cheerleader. Daniel, you're a nice looking gentleman. I'll say that right now. My wife won't mind me saying that you're a nice looking gentleman.
I'll pay you 20 pounds after the show.
If you want,
if that's okay with you.
If that's okay with you. Yeah. Do you mind? Can we go to the ATM and you borrow 20? I'll tell you what. Skip the 20 pounds. I'll take your Beanie Babies. Henry, tell your mother, what was she thinking? I mean, I know she may not be hurting for cash, but the rest of us need those Beanie Babies, okay? All right.
I don't know what's... Yeah, I'll check in with her.
Henry and Daniel.
Thank you.
Star Dinner with Parents on Amazon's Freevee right now. Thank you both. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank Woo! You. Bye.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB, and you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
Ah, what a delight. What a delight those two young men are.
They really
what
are.
What a nice young man, Daniel, being robbed at not at gunpoint. At mouth point.
I know, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
really,
well, I think that's
two.
The takeaway from the interview is Daniel's hit Daniel up for 20 pounds next time you're in London. I think that's the takeaway. I'm going to fall on the controversial side of this debate. I don't think technically that was a mugging. I think technically... But I do understand where he was coming from.
I do, too. Yeah, you're in a strange country, yes. And, you know, an intimidating guy
yes.
comes up and suggests, let's go to this ATM.
Right. And, yeah. you know, the truth is I could see myself getting into a very similar situation.
Absolutely.
Fastard was with me, and I felt a little sketched out, and this guy was being a little bit more pushy than I thought he should be. And he said, there's an ATM right there, right? I would, in my mind, because I am... exaggerate everything. I'd over-exaggerate what was going right. on, and I'd be like, I'm being robbed. I gotta go to yes. the ATM and pull out money. I'm kidnapped now. I'm kidnapped. But how interesting a story that he has that he never shared with anybody. And I can also understand why he never shared it with the rest of the cast and crew. Yeah. Carol Kane would probably be like, you're an idiot. But Daniel was...
They're a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. Daniel was such a nice guy, and Henry was a nice guy. Henry's mom, of course, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which I didn't want to mention. Now, I didn't purposefully stay away from it. I just didn't come up in the conversation. But I don't think I would have mentioned it because I think he's a good actor on his own. Mm-hmm. Like, he probably is sick of that bullshit. Don't you imagine?
Yeah.
He's got to be sick of people like going on shows and people just ask him about his mom the whole
yes,
time.
Yes, yeah. I can imagine that.
I don't want to offend anybody. That's not my personality. I just want everything to be nice. You know what I'm saying?
And it was. Nice. It was fun. It was just a great conversation.
Great.
I'm excited about the show for those two.
Yeah, those two. Listen, a lot of people talking about Dinner with Parents. If you haven't watched it, go watch it now. It's on Amazon's Freevee. Daniel Thrasher's incredibly popular YouTube channel, or his TikTok, or his Instagram, or his Facebook.
Anywhere online.
Or at VidCon, or wherever you find anything.
Or the Savannah College of Art and Design commencement.
Yeah. Opening up for Amy Poehler.
I know.
What the fuck? I mean, what the fuck? Honestly, no one asked us to do the SCAD commencement speech. Well, probably because we've never commenced anything at SCAD, but, you know. My goddaughter goes to SCAD.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was there at the commencement speech. I don't think she was graduating, but can't you just show up anyway? Right?
Yes.
If
yeah.
you're a part of the school, you just go?
I guess.
I don't know. I never got that far in college, so I don't know if you could actually go to the commencement speech. Like, if someone was giving a big deal speech at my campus, I would think you could just show up.
I think so, too.
And buy tickets and show up, right?
Yeah.
It's like anything else. It's like an event. But Amy Poehler, did she go to SCAD?
I don't know.
I have to assume she did. Or no, I guess they invite all kind of people to do yeah. commencements, right?
Yeah.
Obama's always doing a commencement here, and Bill Clinton there. And, you know.
They get honorary degrees yeah. and things.
I don't see Trump doing a lot of commencement speeches, but I'm sure he's probably been invited somewhere mm-hmm. at some time. Trump mm-hmm. University or something like that. So you got the deets on the show. Go watch it. Dinner with Parents. And then you can check out Henry's album later on this year. Stop doing
July
funny
7th.
Things. July 7th, one of my kids' birthdays. 7/7. You heard it here last.
Yes.
So there you go. You know, it was funny because when I was doing some homework on Henry before they came on, I actually saw that there was a musician named Henry that was putting out a new album and doing this music in my Google searches. But I didn't even click on it because I was like, oh, that's clearly not the same guy. But apparently it's the same guy.
Was it Henry Hall? Or you just said Henry?
Well, I mean, I just type in Henry into Google. What do you think I am, a moron?
Well, no.
Henry! Yay! It's Henry! So, Henry, it says here you're derived from the British term for scrundlebunking. Henry! You have a king name after you. Henry! What do you think I'm doing here all day?
I don't know.
Just type in Henry. I did the same with Daniel.
Just Daniel. Yeah. He probably pops up first.
Yeah, he did.
Just Daniel.
Yeah, yeah. You have a famous show on Comedy Central called Daniel 2.0. Henry, Daniel, so nice to meet you. I've always wanted to meet Daniel and Henry. Meanwhile, Henry's farting on set. That was my favorite takeaway.
I just love
a good fart joke. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I can't help myself. Oh, fun. Good times.
Well,
Daniel and Henry, hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Daniel and Henry.
Henry. Let me type in Henry and see what pops up.
Oh, I was thinking that might take you a while.
Yeah. How was it to be the ruler of England? So, there's like five of you. You've all taken your turns ruling England. Good times. Those two, by the way, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, that was great.
On and off air. They were a lot of fun. So thanks again for coming on the show. All the links in the show notes. And you know how to do it. We don't need to tell you. You know how to do it. Unlike Brian's Googling skills, you can figure out how to click a link on the show notes, I hope. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's another TCB infomercial in the can.
That's right, in the queue.
Oh, Chrissy, stop doing funny things. Stop it. Can I borrow 20 pounds?
Yes.
No, seriously.
Yes.
Seriously. All right, tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You'll find out more information about Chrissy and I. All those show notes with all those links are right there on the website or on the podcast player you're listening to right now. Click away, my friends. Click away. Feel free. You're going to get all the audio and all the video right there at the website, and you can get your free TCB bumper sticker by hitting the Contact Us button, drop-down menu, I want my sticker, send us your address, and away we will go. Alert, alert, merch drop soon, so keep a lookout for that. I don't want a merch drop. I don't want to, like, beat it to death, but merch drop! Buy some! Merch drop over the next merch drop soon.
I need a new t-shirt.
What's that?
I need a new t-shirt.
Me too. We need new t-shirts in general. Yes. Like, we need to freshen it up. I look back on those t-shirts and I'm like, yeah, we could probably do that over again. Why not? 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3TCB. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. And if you want to be on the show, text us and let us know what you want to talk about. We'll get in touch with you and tell you how to be on the show at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. All right, kids and kittens. That's all I can do for today, but I think so. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks, Daniel and Henry. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.
Take a dick and keep on licking.